State Cross Country, Ryan Thompson here for Storm Lake Radio as the girls' two-way race just wrapped up here in Fort Dodge, where the Pocahontas Area Lorenz Marathon ladies were making their fourth straight trip, and I have a couple of members of the squad with me now. And first of all, it's a junior, Jill Vonamy. And Jill, your first go-around for cross country, and how was it running here at the state meet in Fort Dodge, first of all?
It was a lot of fun. It was nice to have my team with me the entire time, helping me along the way.
Now, based on what you've done in track in the past, I know that was a big factor in you joining cross country. Did it come down to you wanting to give this a try, or did others kind of urge you on that this might be good for you?
My team urged me on to try it, and I played volleyball, so I didn't want to like do two sports, but with their urging, I decided to give it a try for them.
Well, it was well worth it, we can say, as you will be in the medal group, finishing 13th. How did you feel about how you did here today? I know you really wanted that top 15 bad.
Yeah, I was really excited when I got to the last straightaway that I was in 11th, and then I got passed by two people, but I was excited because I got on the medals.
Yeah, so were you hanging pretty close to that 15 group or so pretty much the whole way?
I was in the middle of the pack, and I just kept fighting to stay in it.
Okay, so you saved quite a bit for the end there. Did you feel like you had enough in the tank near the end?
Well, I had enough to get me in the medals, so yeah. I guess that's all I can say about it.
Yeah, so how was your start in the race?
I listened to what Grace told me a lot about the start of the race, and I tried to get out fast so I didn't have to fight through the group.
So how'd you feel about the weather conditions? Sunshine, not too breezy, probably pretty ideal for yourself?
It's beautiful outside today. It really helped.
A 13th place finish for you, Jill. Thanks a lot for joining us, and now let's turn it over to Grace Meyer, a veteran here of the Pokey Cross Country Run. And you had checked in around a 20th or so, just falling short of that top 15. So how did you feel about your race today?
I felt good. I gave it all I had, and I knew my team would support me no matter how I did, so it was all fun.
Yeah, going off what Jill said, what was it like for you kind of nurturing and mentoring one of the newcomers and Jill to the team this year?
I really liked to help her because I knew she would really help us be successful this year, because we lost a senior last year and we need someone to fill like that spot, and she did a really good job, and she took all of our tips about race strategy, so it was really good for her.
Steady race all in all for yourself, or what was the pacing like for you today?
It was just like my usual race. Yeah, I did what I could do.
Yeah, so four straight trips now for you and your core members here. Has that really sunk in?
No, not really. I don't know. It's just so much fun to be here. Every time we come, we feel like lucky and blessed that we get the opportunity.
Yeah, so by this point, is it really nerve-wracking at all just before the race gets going when you wake up in the morning, or are you kind of getting used to it by this point?
I'm kind of getting used to it. This year I was a little more nervous than I was the past couple of years because it's my senior year and this is my last time.
Yeah, so with it being your last time, I noticed right after it was done, you were looking pretty emotional. Was kind of the finality sinking in?
I think it was just sinking in that I'm done, you know?
What are you going to take away from this four-year run? Of course, the state championship a couple years ago, making it here all 4 years. What are you going to think about looking back on this great stretch?
I'm just going to be really blessed and like always remember these moments, because it's not even just the moments running here at state. It's just like the team aspect that we get a lot of memories from.
Well, hopefully more memories to come with basketball just around the corner. Grace Meyer, thanks. Congratulations to you and your team.
Thank you.
PAC-ALM Girls Cross Country members joining us on Storm Lake Radio.